Labor Day is a paradox, a holiday about work. What we should be doing today is not rushing to the beach, but celebrating the history of the American trade union movement with parades and speeches. Labor Day is the one day in the year when we are supposed to celebrate work, which has a very special status in America. Most of those unfortunate foreigners consider work to be a curse and a nuisance, but here it is considered to be a good and even a noble thing. If the statistics are to be believed, which perhaps they should not be, Americans work harder than any other nation on earth. It is a source of astonishment to Europeans that Americans take so little vacation time. No law guarantees a single paid day off, and the average worker gets a tiny 8 days of paid vacation after a year in the job, if they're lucky. How did American vacations get so short? The Germans enjoy 30 days of paid leisure time each year, and the lucky French have 5 weeks. The Italians have 6 weeks. What's more, Europeans usually take their vacations. They leave work, leave town, and don't come back until the last possible minute. And the last possible minute is now. In France, September 1st signals la rentrée, literally the return, in a national chaos of traffic jams and airport delays as millions of students go back to school and parents reluctantly return to work from their own long summer breaks. One explanation of American work habits is that we love our work so much that we can't bear to be away from it. The statistics on job satisfaction do not bear this out. Another traditional answer is that America inherited a Protestant work ethic. Hard work is pleasing to God, and idleness next to sin. A belief that Benjamin Franklin incarnated back in the 18th century. France, of course, is a historically Catholic nation and has no Protestant ethic. So French workers constantly campaign in favour of more idleness, longer vacations and earlier retirements. President William Howard Taft, who liked to take it easy himself, proposed in 1910 that all American workers should be entitled to a 2 to 3 month vacation. In 1939, the Department of Labour also recommended mandatory paid vacations for everybody. It never happened, and in fact vacations have been getting shorter and shorter since 1945. It's not surprising that American workers are tired. Everyone needs a decent break each summer, and it has to be a paid break so that everyone can afford it. President Taft had the right idea. A month would be about right. Enough time for true relaxation without the slightest taint of sinful idleness. If we had just finished a whole month of vacation, it would be a positive pleasure and perhaps even a relief to go back to work tomorrow. This is David Boucher.